This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Harry Callis is about to tell all. Harry Callis has been silenced for a month. Why? We'll tell you in 1 minute here. Give people time to jump onto the YouTube stream. Think visually it'll be better. If you watch it, then you hear it, but we'll deliver here over the air as well. Nicholas Harry Callis has not been able to speak on the air since April 26, 2025. The night before that, the Pirates scored 9 runs. That's how long ago that was, against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. In that time period, we have been producerless, basically, while Derek Shelton got fired. Gene Lamont was brought back. Mike Sullivan and the Penguins went their separate ways. We had the NFL draft. George Pickens was traded. And, well, we're in the same exact spot with Aaron Rodgers. It's been a month. Harry Callis has been silenced. If you're watching on YouTube, Harry, you're going to have to get that chair a little bit higher. You can see that we are both dressed in our Sunday best. We don't like to make jokes of things around here. We're very serious as a radio show. And we want to show all of you out there that we're taking this very seriously. So I got my suit on. Callis has his suit on. Callis, you're going to have to get higher. You're also going to have to sit in front of the microphone. Callis needed help tying his tie this morning.
I'm just going to stand.
Very good.
Very good.
Yeah, you're right in the center of the frame now. So, Harry, I'm going to walk the people through this, and then you can have your say, okay?
Understood.
So, as you well know, by listening to this show frequently, and thank you, our ratings are very high, Harry was running for Green Tree Council. Now, I had always heard that if one particular political candidate would get airtime, that you would need to offer an opposing candidate equal airtime. Now, I'm going to play dumb here. I guess not play dumb. I am dumb. I didn't think that that meant with friggin' Green Tree Council. We got ourselves a Fan Morning Show Watergate scandal here. So, it may or may not have been brought to the attention of some of Harry's opponents running for Green Tree Council that Harry had this kind of platform. And we thought, as a company, it was in the best interest of the company and Harry Callis to say, while you're running for mother bleeping Green Tree Council, Green Tree Council, that Harry has to stay off the air. He could still produce the show, but whether it was recorded or live, if it was longer than 4 seconds, Harry's opponents would be afforded the same amount of time. And as much as we love local politics and the process of democracy, we didn't want to turn the early morning show or the Fan Morning Show pre-show into a running daily debate about Green Tree Council issues, like whether or not to expand the pool. Now, why is he back today? All the votes have been cast. Harry Callis, at this exact moment, is down 2 votes. But wait, there's more. There are 3 provisional ballots still left to be counted. Which are going to be counted today, Harry?
Yeah, so I understand, yes.
Okay. So Harry's down 2 votes. There are still three votes left to count. I mean, what is this, Bush v. Gore circa 2000? Like, we got hanging chads? How long should it take to count 3 provisional ballots, Harry?
Oh, no. We got to give the county some leeway. I mean, the county's responsible for certifying every single, like, district in the county. So it's like Green Tree's not the only one that they're certifying. I mean, how many boroughs and municipalities are in Allegheny County? I mean,
I don't know. You should know that since you're running for office.
I mean, that's a lot.
Here's my favorite possible scenario, though, Harry, and we're very happy to have you back. Let's say these provisional ballots, the 3, lead to there being a tie. So let's say Harry ties with his political opponent. Please tell the people how the tie is broken.
So from what I understand, one guy had been there for my campaign. There's a leather bag. You go down to a county office, and there's a leather bag with numbered balls. And we would have to go. Me and my opponent would have to go and pick one ball out of the bag, and the highest number would get that 4th spot.
Now, I'm not here to criticize Green Tree, but it is 2025. We can't think of a better tiebreaker than to go to the local municipal steps of a place in town, and you reach your hand into a leather bag, and the highest ball wins?
It's the county that does that, though. Again, the county regulates all this. It's not just Green Tree. It's the county certifies and regulates all the elections that happen. So
here's a text. That's the wildest bleep I've ever heard in my whole life. Who in the hell is going to vote for Harry for council, first off? So that was the argument I made at the time, that any amount of time that we spent talking about Harry Callis as a Green Tree council person would have made people not want to vote for Harry. This is a man who, if elected, would be working 3 jobs, who doesn't do this one all that particularly well,
hey,
and who needs help tying a tie. Why the hell would anybody vote for you, with all due respect?
Well, 358 people saw it my way, so I don't know what you're saying. I'm down by 2 votes. And so it's not like I didn't finish last. I finished, it's not even a finish yet, but I finished 5th of 7. So
358 people voted for you.
I think you need to keep it in real perspective, though. I mean, people of Green Tree, I believe, looked at me and said, all right, you know, this guy is the inspiration for change. The current regime that's there is not the best.
And all right, so, be careful here. Don't be taking shots.
I'm not taking shots. I mean, I'm not taking legit shots. I mean, this is the kind of thing, though, that frustrates me, is that, you know, I came out there and I was like, you know, I want to make positive change and I want to run on a platform. Like, literally my only platform was, you know, I'm an expert in communication. Like, I can listen to people.
Oh, yeah.
And I can understand problems as they come. But like, all I wanted to do was make the communication there better, because I worked 2 jobs already where I am a communication specialist, whether you think so or not. I'm funny here, and I'm a media specialist at Bethel Park. So, I mean, either way, you know, I know what I'm doing.
You know what? Yeah, who am I to say you're not qualified? That's for the American people to decide. Now, everyone's texting in. If Harry's down 2 and there are 3 votes left, he can't tie. Because of the way that the voting goes, yes, you could tie. And we do not need to get people bogged down with the details. You could tie. And then you're reaching into, and I love this detail, a leather bag and pulling a ball, high number wins. Now, people are also asking me, Crowley, how would you break a tie? I don't know. A recount. Like, let the American people decide. Not a ping pong ball.
I mean, you're calling me silly. If they do a recount and the recount comes back the same and it's still a tie, then what?
Yeah, you might get more people to vote. Like, I don't know if Starkey voted. He lives in Green Tree. I don't know if his wife voted.
There might actually be a recount, though, because it's so close.
Well, if there is a recount, then we lose you again.
No.
Don't we?
No, because the votes are already cast. So the recount, it's not like you recount and they vote again. Nobody votes again. It's just a recount of the election. So, no. So I'm good. Yeah, you're making fun of me for not knowing things, and you're not knowing a whole lot right now. But I'm just disappointed, too, because, I mean, you know, I'm not going to make any accusations because I don't have any evidence to
be
provide
careful.
Here. Right. I don't have any evidence to provide here. But the guy that represents the county from the committee's party that I'm a part of was like, you know, I can't believe, you know, we talked about it at our one meeting, but I can't believe that they did that. And I'm just saying, for local politics, for nobody to come up to me and be like, hey, Nick, maybe watch what you're doing on the radio or maybe
hold up, hold up, hold up.
Because
hold up.
Okay, I'm holding up.
Our company supports you.
No, I'm not saying that they
I
didn't.
Know.
Yeah,
you're not good. Holding up. Our company supports you. Don't you feel like we could have done a little bit better research to know that
yeah.
we should afford your opponents some airtime? And my pitch solution was, all right, screw it. We haven't talked about that much. Why not have one of your opponents on to debate you at 5 a.m., which would have been scintillating radio for KDKA?
Yeah. No, I mean, I get it. But, like, the issue is I don't have an issue with the FCC regulation. I get it. There are elections where you don't want them to be swayed by, you know, politicians getting certain airtime when others don't. I get that. But whoever reported me waited till after the last day I could withdraw to report me. So that's just not fair to me. I mean, we didn't know. And you're right. There could have been better diligence researching. But, like, the day after I could have last withdrawn from the race and prioritized my career, which is probably what I would have done, whoever reported me forced me to not be able to have that decision. And I think that's not fair. That part was nonsense.
Well, it was our fault because okay. we should have known. So there you go. People are calling it now the Green Tree screw job. People are ripping me for ripping you. I've been producerless for a month, so I've been a real victim here.
But theoretically, I mean, you're saying who would vote for me? Theoretically, I could still win this.
You could
win this primary. I mean, it's not impossible.
And they're counting the votes this morning, are they not?
Yeah.
Okay. So there is a non-0% chance that we will have the election results before the end of the show. And here's what I want to do. If you win, we're taking a victory lap for the ages. If you lose, you're going to need to give a concession speech live on the air.
Why would I concede if the results are already in? Anyway, okay. Yeah, you're right. I'll give a concession speech.
Thank you.
There you go. Very good.
All right. Later on in the show, we are going to quiz Callis. It's one of our highest rated segments. We haven't been able to do it for a month. So we are going to do that coming up at 8:45. We got to get back to the serious stuff coming up next. More on a hypothetical Paul Skeens trade. Art Rooney II commenting yet again on Aaron Rodgers. A current member of the Pittsburgh Steelers speaks out publicly to talk about Aaron Rodgers. That's all on the way. Noah Hiles at the bottom of the hour. If you have questions, comments, or concerns, you can text them to us at 412-928-9370. And the text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Our YouTube stream has never been higher at this time of day. The people missed Harry Callis. Harry has spoken. He'll put the video out on social media at some point soon. You can also go back and listen on the Rewind feature on your Odyssey app, the chaptering feature, AUDACY, your Odyssey app.
Can I say one more thing, by the way?
I'm a little bit nervous, but go ahead.
Okay, while you're not dunking on me yet in this segment, I do want to thank my mom and my sister and my brother-in-law and Jada, my girlfriend, and everybody in my campaign for being very supportive, and everybody at Odyssey for being supportive. When you weren't super frustrated, Doran, you know, Craig, everybody was very supportive, and I'm humbled a bit now because not being able to talk was no good, and I'm happy to be back.
Listen, we make jokes, we mess around, we, you know, barb each other back and right. We fight like brothers do, but I'm proud of you. You're chasing your dream. You just want to see a better greed tree. We don't have to get into the specifics of it. It still scares me. This whole thing scares me. I don't want to say something wrong, which is why I was trying to silence you in the last segment, even though you're not silenced anymore, is I'm scared that we're going to step in something. But you are passionate about your neighborhood, and you want to be a voice for change. And I think that people should be proud of that. Do you know if your family voted for you?
I'm pretty confident.
Okay, very good. They could have lost you the election. If your mom was like, I don't know if this is the best thing for Harry, I'm going to vote for his opponents. Texter, I apologize, Crowley. I thought you were a bleep head and got Harry in trouble, and that's why he was silenced. I'm dumb. See what happens when you retire after 49 years working and become a talk radio junkie? Yeah, a lot of people thought that I banned Callis. But we weren't allowed to say anything, so I couldn't defend myself. But you know what? I think that was a fair guess because sometimes I do put Callis through the ringer.
You said Callis lost his voice.
That was day one. That was the solution day one. Harry's here. He can't talk. Why? Oh, he lost his voice. No. Harry's voice has never been stronger.
And I was supposed to be on yesterday. I do want to make that clear. We did have that plan, but then the race was too close to call.
I mean, it does just make me laugh the absurdity of the whole thing. Like, not only do we lose a producer his ability to talk for a month because he's running for Green Tree Council, but now we're waiting for provisional ballots to be counted. Like, it's the 2000 election and it's Florida and you got hanging chads and it's three votes.
Yeah, if I get those three votes, I win.
It's like Parks and Rec, dude. All right, you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia at Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. A lot of people being supportive of Harry, and we are really proud of him, and I will speak for myself and nobody else. I'm happy that this portion of our lives is over. Ken Rosenthal, national baseball writer, talked about the Pirates and whether or not they'd trade Paul Skeens. We'll let you hear that in a second. We've got Noah Hyles at the bottom of the hour to get into all of it. More Aaron Rodgers talk at the top of the 8 o'clock hour because Art Rooney II commented again on the elderly quarterback. But right now, Ken Rosenthal on the optics if the Pirates were to trade Paul Skeens.
With Paul Skeens, what would the message look like if you're the Pittsburgh Pirates, you've had six straight losing seasons, you're working on your seventh, and then you trade the best thing about your team, period. You've already had PR disasters this year with the taking down of the Roberto Clemente sign, the ceremonial bricks that you screwed up with as well. Obviously, those are off-field issues. This is an on-field question. And I guess if you could make a great trade for a team that can't hit, yes, they could use some offensive players. If you could do that, okay. Again, that goes back to the value question, and I just don't see it happening.
Believe me, I am not questioning the intelligence of Pirates fans. I think Pirates fans are some of the smartest in all of baseball, the most dedicated in all of baseball. If you are a true diehard Pittsburgh Pirates fan, pat yourselves on the back. So this is in no way me challenging your intelligence. But if the Pirates traded Paul Skenes at the deadline or in the offseason, it doesn't matter if you got the Red Sox top three prospects, top five prospects, top eight prospects. I think this town would revolt against the franchise. This season has been something of a PR disaster, and that's putting it mildly. Not just the on-the-field performance, which has been brutal, but the off-the-field stuff. If this organization were to trade Paul Skenes, you might actually have people picketing in the streets. You might actually have people march down to PNC Park with pitchforks and torches and signs. It would be a PR disaster that I don't think they'd ever recover from. Trading the best pitcher in baseball when you have 4+ years left of control, it doesn't matter what the Pirates would get in return. It doesn't matter if it were actually a good trade or not. That guy would be a Boston Red Sox or a Dodger or a Met or a Philly or a Cub or a Cardinal, whatever, and he wouldn't be a Pittsburgh Pirate. It wouldn't matter what you got back. So that's yet another reason why you don't move on from Skenes. But my primary reason is you don't need to part from him to become a contender again. Yeah, I know they're 17 games under 500 on May 23rd. This is a really bad baseball team. But the starting staff is actually outstanding. And you haven't even seen Bubba Chandler yet. Jared Jones, it sounds like, will actually be back to pitch next year. And if it's 10 months instead of 12, and that was the range they gave us, he could be up and ready to go by this time next year. So next year by the All-Star break, it could be Skenes and Jones and Keller and Chandler and Bailey Falter. That's a damn good starting rotation, folks. And it would still be a good rotation without Skenes. But let's say you traded Skenes for all these great prospects the Red Sox have to offer. How are you still supposed to beat the Dodgers if you should see them in a playoff series? Phillies in a playoff series? Yankees, my God, if you got to the World Series, now I'm talking out of my ass. Like, you're not going to outscore those teams, even if all of these players you get back from the Red Sox wind up living up to their potential. The way you beat teams in the postseason is you outpitch them. And the way you outpitch those teams with great rotations is you throw Skenes out there a couple of times in a series. And you throw Chandler, if he lives up to his potential, as the number two prospect in all of baseball, the number one pitching prospect in all of baseball, you throw him out there a couple of times if he lives up to his potential. With the right GM, with this starting rotation, they're not as far away as you would think. And you know what, if I'm wrong? Eventually you will trade Paul Skenes and you'll get a king's ransom for him in return. Like, eventually you can get a massive haul for Skenes. You don't need to do it now. It'd be a PR disaster. It's not the only path forward. They shouldn't do it. We'll talk to Noah Hiles about this coming up next. Noah was the journalist who asked Ben Cherington about Paul Skenes. Has anybody talked to Skenes about this? We'll get to that when we come back with Noah Hiles. He'll be joining us on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
No, it's not. It's not at all part of the conversation.
Ben Cherington yesterday, Pirates general manager, saying, nah, not trading Paul Skeens, the man who asked the question, the brave young lad, joins us right now. He, of course, from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. That's Noah Hiles. Noah, good morning to you today. How you doing, buddy?
I'm well, Adam. How are you?
I appreciate a great bit. And last week, we crushed you for a story you told us about hats, and now you are wearing a 10-gallon cowboy hat, and I've never been happier to be trolled my entire life. That is just a brilliant move by you.
This is just what I wear around my house on Friday mornings. I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you have a
dog? I'm not allowed to talk about hats on this show. So, what do you have about baseball?
Well, no, I'm happy someone asked the damn question of Ben Cherington. And, okay, what did you think about his answer? I didn't know. Are you a Knicks fan, too? Now I'm going to ask you another question about your hat.
Yeah, huge Knicks fan.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Big game tonight.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that loss the other night. That was some fortunate choking and a really, it was some bad luck, too. Anyway, all right, so you asked the question, what'd you think about Ben Cherington's answer?
I wish there was video to accompany that answer, because the look that he gave when I was asking that question and when he delivered that one sentence response was kind of a look of thank God someone asked me this, because it seems like everyone has had an opinion on what they're going to do regarding this potential move, aside from the man who can actually make the move. So it seemed like he was relieved that when he sat down, he had an idea of what he was going to be asked about. And I think he was hoping someone please ask me if I'm going to trade Paul. And then I think that was like the second to last question asked. And when it finally arrived, he got this big smile and he was like, no, that's not part of our plans.
Do you think he understands? I agree with you that it shouldn't be part of their plans. And we'll get to that element of it in a second. Do you think he understands, though, why it's become national discourse? And the why is because he's done a terrible job as general manager of this baseball club. I mean, they're 17 games under 500. That's why the Paul Skeens stuff has come out nationally, because they are so bad. And from the 30,000 foot view, they don't look like they're anywhere close to competing. It's all his fault.
I do think Ben's pretty self-aware. I think he is aware of his, you know, surroundings or what's going on outside the organization. He's aware of the chatter and whatnot. So yeah, I think he gets it. I don't think he's obviously thrilled with it, and nor should he be. But yeah, I do think he's cognizant of why this dialogue surfaced and why it's gained steam. I found it ironic that my coworker Colin Beasley tweeted the quote during the press conference, and I have Twitter notifications on for him. And I went to look at my Twitter notifications, and right beneath Colin's tweeting the quote was a story written by a national insider saying why the Pirates should consider trading Paul Skeens. And it was just incredibly ironic because it is a big conversation. It's probably the number one talking point right now connected to this organization. And as you said, Adam, that's just a direct product of the team's poor performance. When you play this poorly, extreme talking points like this surface.
Noah Hiles joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Noah, of course, from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, does a great job covering the team. What is Paul Skeens' perspective on all of this? What's his vibe like walking around the clubhouse? And correct me if I'm wrong, nobody has asked him yet about any trade speculation.
No one has asked him about that. Candidly, I hope no one does, just because it's just going to make him upset. And he can be tough to deal with during these times. And I don't say that as a slight to him or as his character or anything. It's just, this is a guy who is highly motivated to win. He's upheld his end of the bargain all season, and it still hasn't worked out. So he's going to be miserable in that clubhouse, and not miserable as in like trade me, but more miserable on the line of why the heck can't we win baseball games? And I said this to someone else recently this week. He would be feeling this way if he was losing on any team. If his little league team had this record, he would be this upset. If he was on the Dodgers, who had a $300 million payroll, and they were playing this poorly, he would feel the same way. I don't think it's, oh my God, I'm stuck in Pittsburgh with this owner and this situation and this and that. It's as simple as, are we winning or are we not with this guy? And right now they're just not winning. So he's pissed. He's not really a happy camper to be around, to talk to. And you kind of just got to understand that and accept it as someone who covers them. But that changes if they win. I think that if they start playing better baseball, we'll see him in a little bit better of a mood. And maybe we can talk about trade speculation for a trade that's never, ever going to happen.
So your best guess is that he is not going to get asked that question then after his start today.
I'm not asking it. I'll say that. And you know,
what if he wins, Noah, and he's in a great mood and what if he throws a no hitter? That might not be the right time to ask him.
No, I mean, again, someone else can, and someone else might. And you could say, oh, he's ducking the hard questions. I don't really view that as a hard question, because a hard question is something that actually pertains to reality.
Couldn't you? I'm not going to tell you how to do your job, because here's the dirty little secret. I have a credential. If I wanted to be a tough guy, I could come down and ask the question myself. So I'm not criticizing. But couldn't you ask, hey, Paul, there's all this weird national speculation that you want out of town. Like, how do you feel about that? You could ask it that. Make the national talking heads look like boobs.
I could.
But you're not going to.
I mean, or I could just ask him about, from my experience, the best way to get a good answer from Paul Skeens is by asking him questions about baseball. That's what he wants to talk about. And if you want to get a one-word answer and a mean look to follow, ask a question like what you just said.
You haven't heard, like, through the grapevine or, you know, just walking around the clubhouse that he, you know, would want to force his way out of here or anything like that, no?
No, I don't think that's his style. I mean, this is a guy who, like, look at his background. He respects authority. I think he really wants this team to be better. And I think that he hopes moving forward that now that this season looks to be lost, that a lot of growing and learning can come from that. And I think that he hopes that there's growth not just only in that clubhouse, but in the front office and in the owner's box, that everyone can see what unfolded here in 2025 and say, you know what? maybe they should have done a little bit more this offseason. People in the clubhouse, front office, ownership, everyone. I think that's his hope, is that, yeah, I'm not going to force my way out, but I really hope this was a wake-up call to all parties involved.
I would not trade Paul Skenes, even if you consider what Mark Feinstein of MLB.com wrote the other day. He talked to an AL executive who said, like, a hypothetical trade with the Red Sox would yield their top three prospects, including the number one prospect in all of Major League Baseball and a couple of Major League players. I wouldn't do that, because I think with the right GM at the helm, Noah, and people kill me for this, I don't think it would take all that long with this rotation to get them back into contention. And what I've said is, two off seasons ago, Noah, they spent $35 million, 10 of which was on a reliever in Aroldis Chapman. If they wanted, they could have had Rhys Hoskins as their first baseman. This offseason, they could have had Austin Hayes instead of Tommy Pham. They could have had Gavin Lux instead of Adam Frazier. So in two off seasons, you could have added three legit major leaguers to this lineup, and you'd have Joey Bart, you'd have Brian Reynolds, you'd have O'Neill Cruz. I think that lineup could at least be average. With that lineup in this rotation, I think you are competitive. Am I wrong in thinking that with the right leadership, they could be not that far away?
I think there's a chance that could happen, yeah. I don't think it's as much of a given as some people, I'm not necessarily even saying you, view that to be. This year taught me a few things, and one of them is that it's more than just a spending on money, or it's more than just spending on players. It's a bigger problem than that. They need to invest in so many other areas. They're behind in technology. They're behind in analytics. They're behind in coaching. They're behind in development. All of these areas also need a lot more funding. Otherwise, you know, the players that the Pirates are going to sign, like you just said, I mean, Yankees fans are probably like, they would laugh hearing you say, like, oh, this team's just an Austin Hayes and a Gavin Lux away from being a playoff team.
Well,
like,
and
that's a sad reality.
And Rhys Hoskins.
And Rhys Hoskins, right? Like, that's, those aren't moves that, like, true World Series contenders are saying. But that's just the reality of what the Pirates are in. So when you're bringing in players of those caliber who have had good seasons, you need to surround them in ideal situations. And right now, that's not what this organization is doing for its incoming hitters. These are guys that every player that they're acquiring is probably someone who needs a little bit more of an edge on the data side of the game.
Sure.
They need a little bit more information rather than less information when it comes to day-to-day game planning. And it seems like the Pirates are really behind in that area as well. So you need to invest more in player payroll, but you need to invest more in other areas that are, quite frankly, helping teams of this size of a market win games. Where players go there and they have some of the best years of their career, as opposed to here where seemingly everyone comes in and regresses. So I think it's going to take a little bit more than just signing guys who are a little bit more expensive than Tommy Pham and Adam Frazier. I think that's a big start, but they're going to have to up the investment in pretty much every area of this operation. It's not just player payroll.
We ask you this every time you're on, and we understand that information changes, and so too should reporting and opinion. Do you think Ben Cherington will be the GM next year?
I don't think so. I mean, I just, when I delivered those, that original report, I delivered it the day he fired Derek Shelton.
Sure, yeah.
And and the original wording was, this is going to be connected to how well Don Kelly can manage this team, and Don Kelly could essentially save Ben Cherington's job. But I think the way this is trending now, this looks to be Ben's final year. But again, this isn't me reporting that. This is a very fluid situation. This is something that could change. I mean, if they win 10 games in a row, Ben's situation might be a little bit more comfortable. But from what I'm hearing now, yeah, it looks like his seat is very, very hot.
Noah, this was wonderful. One more piece of advice, though I'm not the best at giving advice, and I'm certainly not going to tell you how to do your job, but I think if you wear the 10-gallon hat, when you ask Paul Skeens about being traded, I think he's probably not going to F with you, man. You look pretty badass wearing that thing.
I reckon I'd be hitting the road now, partner.
See you, Noah.
Thanks for having me on, Adam.
You're the man. Noah's colleague from the Post-Gazette, Chris Carter, is going to be joining us at 8 o'clock as we shift the conversation to the Steelers. Art Rooney II commented at the owners' meetings yesterday about Aaron Rodgers. We'll hit on that. But coming up next, we'll react to Noah Hyles. Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette going to be joining us at 8 o'clock. Caleb Johnson, Steelers' third-round pick out of Iowa. He got a ton of confidence in himself, and I love that. Does he have too much confidence in himself? We'll get to that with Chris. What did he say about himself? Also, the latest on Art Rooney II's comments on Aaron Rodgers. That's all on the way in the 8 o'clock hour. I found a new and twisted way to fire Mike Tomlin. But we got to react to what Noah Hyles had to say in the last segment. Love Noah. Super cool dude. Does a great job covering the Pirates. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. He said Skeens is walking around all pissed off. He's not a pleasant guy to be around right now. Now, is that because he wants to win here in Pittsburgh or because he wants the hell out of town? Someone needs to ask him that question. They do. And I guess I could take it upon myself. I've got a credential. Harry, you've got a credential. We could go down to PNC Park and ask Paul, hey, man, obviously there's this trade speculation out there. What are your thoughts on that? He hasn't come out and said anything about it. Only Ben Cherington has. And that was because Noah asked him the question yesterday. Like, I know that there was the John Heyman report saying that the Pirates aren't going to trade Skeens. I know that Cherington said yesterday the Pirates aren't having that conversation. But no one's asked Skeens how he feels about this situation. I listened to the post-game audio after his loss to the Phillies where he throws a complete game. It only gives up one run. And no one even asked him how frustrating it is to pitch that well and to lose that way. Now, Noah wasn't there, I don't believe. So I'm not throwing our guy under the bus. But he was not asked that question. Skeens could put an end to all of this if given the platform. He's not a social media guy. He's not Livy Dunn. But until Skeens comes out and says, no, I'm happy being a Pirate. I want to win here in Pittsburgh. This speculation nationally is going to continue. Because even though Cherington says they're not going to trade the guy, they would trade him, I think, if Skeens said, hey, I want out. If he pulled the Garrett Cole thing and was like, I don't want to be here anymore. You're left no choice. Like, we are in the player empowerment era, going back to when LeBron James took his talent to South Beach. Players have never had more power than they do right now. Whether it be professionally, collegiately, they've never had more power. If Skeens came out today and said, I don't want to be here anymore, he would force the Pirates' hand. And I'm not saying he would do that. But someone needs to give him the opportunity, or he should take it upon himself, to say, I want to be here. I want to win here. That's the only way an end gets put to all this speculation. He pitches tonight. We'll see if he has that chance to answer the question. We'll see if he takes it upon himself to make a statement on it. All right, coming up next, Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette. It's a Fan Morning Show. Oh, wait. I got to get back used to doing this. Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 55. 55, my favorite penguin from the 09 team. Sergei Gonchar's number. How about that, Nicholas Harry-Callis? Low of 47. Looks like they're going to have no problem getting that ball game in tonight.
Is the report on that paper, the weather report?
Yeah, the weather report was here. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for that, Harry. You've done a great job today. You're talking. You're doing all your other producer duties. You're on the ball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.